This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden!
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
There is no racial bigotry. Here you are all equally worthy.
All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn.
Yeah, he went right up to that line, but you know what? I guarantee you that he was right, because based on how sure he was about what he knew that cop was doing and about how the cop backed down, like, I guarantee you he knew what he was talking about.
I don't know about the drinking, though, because we've had guys like that accuse us at work, and we've been hit on. My buddy's been on Fuzzy something. He's like a First Amendment auditor, and Fuzzy fucking bear or something. It's something real weird, like Fuzzy Potato or Furry Potato. I think it's Furry Potato.
And on YouTube, sounds like something you find in West Hollywood.
Yeah, and he hits all down there. So I mean, he hits a lot of places, and he does a lot of stuff in the counties and cities and municipalities. Whatever the fucking word is, in and around those major metropolitan areas. And there's other guys that do it too.
Yeah, for the record, I never had to deal. I had to deal with the sovereign citizens, but never had to deal with the First Amendment guys. So,
Give me a story about the sovereign citizens.
Oh my gosh, dude. The ones I dealt with weren't very militant. They were they would tell you, like, well, I don't need a license.
I have a right to travel.
I have this right here is my permit, and then they hand you a copy of the Constitution. And you're like, that's not how this works, dude. Like,
but I have. So on the other hand of the sovereign citizens, we were new to an area, and we had just been working there maybe like a month or two. My partner was there for a few more months before me when I got there. And so we were working at night. And he pulls up in the corner. In the corner. It's dark at night. I had my legs out. Anyways, he pulls up right into this fucking house, and he has no idea it's a sovereign citizen house. It's just this fucking fortress, right? In this middle of this normal blacked out street. That's just a normal neighborhood, just no streetlights because it's up in the hills. And so we're sitting out there, and all of a sudden this dude comes out and he's like, what are you doing? And shines a fucking light on us. We're like, fuck, we're cops, dude. Stop. Like, hands up. And he's like, oh. And then he was actually pretty cool. He's like, oh, I like my cops. He's like, you just don't tell me what to do. And like, he was right. Open about it, but big time sovereign citizen. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, you can never come in here. You don't have the right. And he did the whole constitution thing. And I was like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here, bro. Don't ever park in front of this house again. And we get off.
Which is why my doormat at the front of my door says, come back with a warrant.
Did you see the funny meme where that person had your exact same doormat? And then they're like, they posted the come back with a warrant with the warrant.
Nice.
Yeah. Got one. Got him.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I also saw the guys take a picture of the woman. The woman was holding a sign that says, come back with a warrant. And then the next picture was the cops inside of our house holding the sign that says,
yeah,
come back with a warrant. And then they had a warrant in there.
Yeah. Let's see, Simon.
I was like, that's some fuck around to find out apparently.
Oh, talk about, well, first of all, on that note, welcome to the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Chuck.
Jesus Christ, Chuck.
What? I was giving it suspenseful. It's suspenseful.
My God.
Oh, I'm Chuck.
Okay, whatever. It's done. It's over. They know who I am.
And Marco.
And Captain Rapey joke, apparently.
Stop it.
I have a good listener joke for later. That I
Dad jokes only from here on out.
That was straight up from a listener. He's like, yeah, Chuck telling that joke. He fucked around. He found out.
Dude, that was so good.
Straight up, I was like, I did not read this through.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. I should have shut the fuck up. That's what I should have done. But my phone died.
Well, talk about fucking around and finding out. The guy at Huntington Beach?
Yeah, Huntington Beach.
Oh, fuck yeah. I posted that.
Yeah. Old Tommy that Two was, Guns down there on the beach, right?
Like, it's a perfect example of you could shoot somebody and they are going to die, but they're still going to fight. So he was fighting until the bitter end until they put enough. That dude died of lead poisoning, man.
And they even gave him sand in his eyes, too, as a final goodbye. I mean, don't the same.
So that's a perfect example of you point something at the cops that could be a firearm. We're going to treat it as a firearm, and you are going to find out real fucking quick what lead feels like coming down range at 1,000 feet per fucking second. It happens all the time. And then the people like protest, you shot him. He only had a rag. Yeah. Well, what's under the rag?
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Fucking, it was like Glock or some shit.
I think he had two guns, right?
Yeah. He had two.
Two guns. One for each of you. Beat me to it. Well, I think it will be fun tonight because we haven't done anything. We did anything super fun in a while. Oh, you do?
I did. I don't know where I put it.
Hey, y'all need to know that there's a major storm going through Austin right now.
Can you bring me my ninja duck? can I get my ninja duck?
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. Did he just say ninja duck?
Like four times.
I don't know. I think it's downstairs.
Does he know we're recording?
Somebody get this man he knows we're
recording,
duck.
Right?
Yeah.
Ninja duck.
I do. Oh, right. It's my ninja duck.
Yeah, apparently. Oh my god. Hey, can you guys hear me?
You got it?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
Now he fucking mutes himself. Now he mutes himself to fucking yell.
After yelling for a fucking ninja duck. What the fuck is a ninja duck?
I'm going to say it's a
duck. About to find out.
Duck. First of all,
looks like a ninja.
It's an amazing poem.
Like a rubber ducky. Like a rubber ducky that looks like a ninja.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, is it a black duck? And you're just,
whoa.
I'm just saying.
No.
That would be a yellow duck.
It's like,
once again, that's a lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Attention, Matt.
Yeah. And just before you send that email, I want you to look at the video I posted earlier today with the song titled Fuck Your Feelings. And then you can draft your little fucking email.
I enjoy watching people cry now at this point.
Oh, right. Oh. You can pinpoint the moment when his inner child is broken.
Yeah, it's like an Olympic sport. Chuck's getting excited and his wife's giving him the finger.
Yep.
Clearly.
That was amazing.
That was awesome.
I love it too. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
in America saw it.
Hey, I gotta mute this. Can you guys get out? Oh, sorry. Shit. That wasn't me.
We're keeping all of this, right?
Every fucking word.
Every last ounce of this.
Everything.
It's fantastic.
Oh, I'm so glad I decided to crack a beer tonight for this one.
Love you. Can you close the door?
You're beautiful. You're welcome.
All right.
I hope that couch is comfy.
No, fucking couch. My bad. I got a recliner up in here.
Also, he can't walk downstairs.
That's why he couldn't get his ninja duck.
That's right.
Get it for him.
She's just sick and tired of getting that fucking ninja duck. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
There's the bedroom.
Messy
now,
bedroom.
Now all of America's. Oh, there's the ninja duck. Okay.
It's a black duck.
It's
purple.
It's a black dress.
Like purple.
Duck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of ninjas and animals.
Wait, hold. Yeah, dude. Why are we looking at your ninja duck? What is going on?
I won him today.
Okay, there's a story.
Did it come with a bottle of Percocet too? I mean, did it come with some Oxy? Yeah, like, exactly. What's?
I'll tell you a story, real quick story. So,
go ahead.
This is pumpkin patch.
Okay.
Pumpkin patch, right?
Go ahead.
Real nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive to get in. Anyways, kids wanted to go raise some ducks, so we bought some.
Wait,
ducks.
Wait. How much is expensive for a pumpkin patch these days?
Probably $20.
Oh,
no!
It was like,
get the fuck out of here.
On weekends it is. During the weekdays, it's
to
like
get in
per person.
To get in, yeah.
Not even. Do you get a pumpkin out of there?
No,
you get
pumpkins. Are like
$20. Wait, to get out of your car and walk around a goddamn pumpkin patch is $20 a person.
Yeah, I mean they got rides and shit. I mean,
oh,
I was able to.
Okay, this is not.
I was
a pumpkin
able to
patch.
Hobble on
this,
a.
Okay,
Well, yeah, it's like a pumpkin farm.
Oh,
I was able to hobble on
like a fair type thing in the pumpkin.
Okay. Yeah, like
okay.
There's one in Moore. There's one in Moore Park that we used to go to, and it's pretty, pretty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so go ahead.
Wood something.
Underwood what? Family Farms.
Underwood. Yep. Yeah, that's the one. Yep, yep. Yeah.
Hey, they didn't pay for that.
Is that where you went?
They didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. No. So they wanted to raise some ducks, and I was like, "All right, I'm gonna get this fucking duck." We pick our ducks, and I was going to get a pig duck because obviously, you know, I'm a pig, whatever, but it looked weird. So I found the ninja duck and I was like, hell yeah, dude, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but a fucking duck.
Aren't they supposed to give you the good drugs after surgery?
No,
he's pre-gaming. He's pre-gaming.
Oh, okay.
They're downstairs. No. So I was like, I'm going to go destroy these kids in a fucking duck race. All right. So I lost the first round, but we did best like three out of five or some shit. And I won every fucking round and I destroyed them. And that's my duck.
Jesus. Who were you racing against?
Kids. Children. Fucking children.
5-year-old.
Okay.
And a 12-year-old. I rubbed their fucking noses right in it.
You did. I bet you did, huh?
I let my wife win one. The kids.
This is why she flipped them off. She's like, fucking won that ninja duck. Destroy the children's souls over it.
Right.
I used my left arm to go first, and I was like, all right, you're game two.
How do you race those? So you raced that duck. How does one race?
You use like one of those old water pumps like this.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. There was a bar in Arizona that we used to go to that had goldfish races. Ooh. And they had a strip of it was like
where
probably about
these places.
We should go. It's still there. They're still doing it. They have a strip of.
I'm just saying.
But no, they have a strip of like gutter for your house.
Is that thunder?
Is that really
thunder, Marco?
Sounds? Are you making sounds?
No, that's thunder. No. I told you guys, there's a severe storm going through. Yeah. There's a severe storm going through Austin now. It is live up in this motherfucker.
I thought you were playing sounds on your phone or shit.
No, fool. If y'all lose me, if I drop out of this podcast, it's because like this shit just got shut down.
Jesus Christ.
Baby Jesus said, no podcast for you.
Okay.
Are you blowing the fish or what?
No. So they have a strip of like gutter for like your house, you know, on the roof.
Yeah.
And they fill it with water. You pick out a goldfish. One of the prerequisites is you have to name your goldfish the most absurd, lewd, crude name to, you know, and then they announce, you know, the goldfish name and whoever the goldfish racer is. So I named my goldfish Hot White Load. And.
Marco picked the wrong moment to put his headphones back in. I want all of you watching this on YouTube to witness when Marco puts his earbuds in and immediately hears Matt say, I named mine Hot White Load.
That's awesome.
Missed everything else about the gutters.
Oh, well, yeah, the goldfish, Marco.
Okay, so
you had to.
No, I'm sorry. The thunder's really cracking right now. And I got, obviously, you know, I got my two, my three, and my 5-year-old. Upstairs, and my 3-year-old will start like crying and be like deathly afraid. So I'm like, I thought I heard them yelling for their dear lives.
Right. So.
So continue on with this hot white load.
Yeah. So hot white load, the goldfish. They put them in you and the other person you're racing, the fish in the end, and there's a little plastic divider. So there's just like, you know, a couple inches of water.
Do you remember the name of the other fish?
No. It was all about the hot white load. And
got it. Yes, apparently.
They give you a squirt gun and they say, ready, mm-hmm. set, go. And they remove the little gate for the fish and you squirt the back of the goldfish and race them down the strip of water. And whoever.
You shoot water up its ass to get them to move. Okay, go ahead. Yes. This is some Mr. Ed shit with the fucking peanut butter under the gum.
You do that. Right, go ahead. And whoever wins, it's like a tournament thing, like a bracket system. And whoever wins, you get like free drinks.
Oh, I'd be down to shoot a duck.
Okay. I'll shoot a goldfish in the ass.
They also have this, you pay this midget, I think it's like 10 bucks, and he'll hop
little
off.
Person.
No, it's a midget. He's a fucking midget. They pay this midget, it's like 10 or 15 bucks. He hops off this little swing, goes over to the wheel of drinks and spins it kind of like Lucky Lamp at
Tokyo Dolls.
Rookie Ramp.
And he spins the wheel, and whatever it lands on, you get. It could be like, you know, your next round is free. Your tab up until that point is paid off. It's just, it's amazing. Damn. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's a great, great little bar. Still open. They didn't.
Hey, if that shit, if that shit spun on pay double, I'd be fucking punting a midget. I'm just saying. I'm just gonna go out and put. I'm just putting it out there in the world.
You guys, speaking of midgets, made me think of this. Do you ever guys see that stand-up comedian Brad Williams?
Oh yeah. I've seen him twice. He lives down here in Hollywood. Well, I've seen that fucker twice walking around. He doesn't drive for some reason.
Carries the pedals. But he's like, I don't remember what he was saying, but he was on. He was being interviewed, and he was like, you know, if you see me in the aisle, like if you see me in front of a vending machine, and you know I want the Coke, and it's that button on the top, just press that button. You know, help a midget out. That's gonna be the name of my book. Help a midget out. So I'm just saying that if Brad Williams, I don't think midget and the N-word are synonymous. So it's like, you can't use that word. Only we could use that word. Like,
well, it's not like you're going to get knocked out when you call a midget. I mean, let's just be real.
You can even get punched in the nuts.
It's the worst. You just stick your hand on his head and be like, calm down, little guy. Just calm down.
Yeah, exactly.
Go back to the lollipop guild and just chill out.
Lollipop.
Well, we've been doing we spent a bunch of time down under, and Tosh, I know you're listening. We're gonna schedule with Tosh because she couldn't make it to our last Aussie episode.
Yes, she really wants to. She's really looking forward to chatting with Marco.
Yes, we're gonna take a break from getting our news down under. Our news from down under. That sounds a little sexual. And I thought we would do something fun tonight because we haven't done anything like fun or topical, you know, some of our sillier nonsense shows.
Back to our roots.
Right. And yeah. One of the things I was thinking about, I was reading a meme that was, you know, talking about one day you'll put on a jacket you haven't worn in a long time. And you'll reach into your pocket and you'll pull out a disposable COVID mask and you'll kind of chuckle to yourself and you'll think, wow, that was a long time ago. And I remember when, you know, we were all wearing masks because we were afraid of COVID, and that was the big thing. Wow. And then you'll throw the mask in the trash and then you'll put your body armor on, step outside and travel across the wasteland looking for food. And
except that the fucking masks are becoming the new cigarette bud.
Yeah, right? Motherfuckers everywhere.
Holy shit, dude. So, people.
I thought it would be fun to discuss what kinds of things. So growing up, we were promised jetpacks, and we don't have jetpacks, right?
Oh, we do now. No, we do.
Well, 5Vs, like, we'll get you a jetpack.
Have you seen that company that is over in England and like the military is using it, and it's the
no, one? I mean
that
like walk outside and throw on a jetpack. Like G.I. Joe had
there's a company in Chatsworth that's making
the ones packs. With the you put your hands in and it has the three things and the pack and just like fucking like goddamn Iron Man.
So I thought in all these years we've been promised all these different post-apocalyptic futures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we would discuss what we have been promised and what we've seen versus what we actually think we're gonna see. I thought we would discuss the things that are a little disappointing, like, oh, I really wish I could see this, but I don't think that will ever happen. For example, I'll start with one of the things I don't think we're actually gonna see is I don't think we're gonna see people with you know, random wild animals on, you know, big chain leashes wandering. You know, you always see like somebody with a pet bear that they befriended. I really don't think.
Well, I mean, Florida and Texas.
Unless you're in Russia.
Yeah, or Russia.
Well, I mean,
or Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Hey, he's like a fucking tiger.
Tiger King.
He's a tiger.
Yeah. No, but speaking of Tiger King, how disappointed were, I was pissed when I found out how cheap tigers were and I could have had one.
This whole time.
Like $1,200
you kidding me?
We had enough. He was just murking them in the backyard.
Could have gotten a free one.
But hey, speaking of the post-apocalyptic thing, staying on track with that, is anybody watching that show, Why the Last Man?
No, is it good?
Yeah. I've never even heard of it.
Apparently, what is it it's on? Like it's on the Hulus.
Hulu.
Yeah. And apparently it's like DC Comics has like their indie brand of like comics that isn't like fucking like mainstream, like whatchamacallit, superhero-y.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, it's their like boutique.
Yeah. And so this is one of those, and they took it and brief synopsis that you'll understand from just the very first episode, not giving anything away. There's some sort of event, worldwide event, that kills all the men, all the male of every species in like one foul swoop. All the men fucking die. Okay. Like blood out every orifice just drops dead all at once.
Okay, so this is after Pamela Harris took office.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But it's pretty cool. So it's kind of like lines up with that. It's like a, you know, modern kind of like right now. If this happened right now, it's not like in the future. It's just like right fucking it's now.
Right now, apocalypse.
Right now, apocalypse. Like if right. COVID was really what they were playing it out to be, with people just dropping dead on the street, and it was just men.
Well,
he didn't drop dead. He dropped out.
No, his wife came and got him.
Yes, and his fucking ninja duck.
he hobbled out.
No, but I mean, like, okay,
but yeah,
like, how fast is nature gonna reclaim shit? Right, that's one you always see. Like,
I mean, you see the fucking videos of during
the lockdowns.
Lockdowns, yeah. You see like the wild animals like walking through the middle of the street.
It started
happening
really fucking quick.
So that I think will be a real thing, because you can look at like. The abandoned amusement parks or
I want to go to one so bad.
Yeah.
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl's a good example. What the fuck are we doing? What the hell was that?
No, I got to make sure I'm just shutting shit down because I need to hear upstairs with the kids. So that's all. Chernobyl.
You know, so I think I think that would really happen really fast. Like the animals going back into habitable areas. You know, they always talk about what happened at Yellowstone just by reintroducing wolves back into the ecosystem and the, you know, chain effect that had and all that kind of stuff. So I think you would see that, right? That would be something you'd probably realistically see, is nature reclaiming our cities pretty quick.
Right, right.
Definitely. You know what I could actually see, though, like, it's not far-fetched whatsoever. It's actually kind of scary. Is a World War type of three with either China or like some sort of civil war that happens here, and then another country decides, oh fuck, they're weak, let's go attack America and take America over. Next thing you know, a bunch of people fucking die. It's like a wasteland, and there's no law, there's no governing thing, and people are basically forming militias and just fighting like rebels. And
well, so that would be the next warfare. One of the other ones I was gonna ask about is roving band, like warlords and roving bands of, you know, gangs and stuff like that. Like how,
but like the Postman.
Yeah, right. Like that's the question. Like how bad is that gonna be, you think?
Like a futuristic Mad Max.
Like, are you gonna have like shopping malls turned into fortresses, and you know, like is are because you look at what happens with street gangs, right? Street gangs are basically like warlord territories, you know?
Right, right.
So yeah. how quickly is that gonna expand?
Probably pretty damn quick. I mean, just look at Africa right now. Yes. Look at some, you know, countries in Africa that have the warlord situation. And, or just look at what happened in fucking Afghanistan. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taliban took over instantaneously.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're going to house and ripping people out of their houses and cutting their hands off, beheading them, beating the shit out of them.
Yeah. I think the warlord thing would happen pretty damn quick. I think there'd be some regional, like, power centers where people could still maintain control, but you get out into the wildlands and the boonies and stuff like that, and I think it'll go back to the wild wild west real quick.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. How do you think some of these gangs, like, let's say, okay, all the freaking, you know, 8th Street whatever fuck around shitheads band together and they're like, yeah, we're taking this over, and then you get like a pocket of just like, you know, some middle-aged freaking ex-special forces guys that are all buddies and hook up and go, yeah, we're gonna thin these fuckers out.
Yeah, but what are the chances those guys that actually know this shit are gonna stay urban? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, initially, just to get out, you know, like we're gonna punch our way through.
Well, perfect example, the Purge. I mean, in one, I think it was the third Purge or the second.
Whoa. There's three purges.
There's like five of them. Like
four or five.
I got to get caught up.
There's three, and then there's a series.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, another one just came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Purges so went all the way up to like part five, I think.
Good God.
Yeah. But you had dudes who were former military who were, you know, basically converting semi-truck tractor trailers into fortresses with a minigun on the back, and the back opens up and they just light everybody up, and they're moving, you know, in a fire team formation and just destroying street gangs. I mean, that would be some type of an example, and that'd probably be the closest one that we would have for that scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know what building I'm going to.
Oh yeah. What's that?
Say it on here.
I know what building you're going to. And then, you know,
and then I'll go down to the marina and I'll commandeer my ass a fucking motor yacht and I'll just go kick it off the fucking fuck off.
All these Channel Islands ain't that far away.
That's right. My island.
Dude, I would grab my trailer real fucking quick and either go one to Idaho or two, Missouri.
Why Missouri?
And call my buddy. Missouri has the number one area for militias.
Really?
Idaho is up there with that.
Really? Holy shit.
Really? Missouri. Yes.
That's why I said Idaho or Missouri. And
I know nothing about these militias that you speak of.
Dude, bro.
Okay, but I will say this. So I was having a gun conversation in somebody's backyard, and like it was a guy I've known for a while, and then his friend, and they were talking about guns, and they stopped for a second, and one of them goes, huh? The other one goes, nah, he's retired. It's fine.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Nice.
Put it this way. Missouri has so many fucking militias, they recruit at churches.
Well,
I can see that.
They probably had
go to church.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound too crazy to me. Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's everywhere. I mean, and you have a small pocket in, you know, St. Louis, it's pretty like progressive, but out in the countries in like the flatlands of Missouri. Oh, fuck.
So I think basically places all of middle, all of the middle of America, like from the Rockies to the Mississippi and from, you know, the panhandle, the Texas panhandle up will probably kind of, you know,
sorry. I was not the only one that song popped in there. And when you started saying
oh man. Perfect timing.
But I think they'll band together and, you know, watch out for each other and take care of each other. But you're going to see a lot of really, you know, crazy shit happening on the coast. So I think basically the Midwest and the inland Northwest are going to pretty much just have a hard time going to the beach for a while.
There would be, I think there would be multiple different little war zones going on, because you have the coastal areas on the West Coast and the East Coast, but then on Middle America, you have places like St. Cloud and what's that state called? Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota has some of the, has a lot of refugees from Somalia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of terrorist training camps that are watched by the FBI. So I've heard. And I would see them start activating. And next thing you know, you're going to have wars popping off in those areas and coming into the Middle America is where all those militias are going to be facing.
Yeah, off. I think the choke point for that will be like Minnesota, Michigan, that whole like Great Lakes area. I don't see that going through the Dakotas. Mm-mm. Yeah, so they're gonna have to go down. I think you would see raiding bands, like raiding parties, like actual, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
you know, piracy again. It would, you know, I don't know if they'd be like they'd probably be like armored vehicles, vans, you know.
It'd be a race to like a Costco or a Sam's Club or some sort of, you know,
right,
large superstore like Walmart, that. Right. You want to lock that down, and
yeah, I can see that kind of thing happening.
Just don't go to Dick's because they don't sell guns anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Dick's.
Should change the name to pussies.
The Big Five still sell rifles?
Yeah, if you're not in California.
Yeah.
They stopped selling it?
You can go. BB guns. I don't know if you can. You can get a friggin' AR at Big Five by me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's no Big Five here. We have Academy.
Academy? That's what Academy. Texas has? Academy.
Yeah, Academy Sports. It's like the Sports Chalet kind of situation. How they used to be. Kind of like that, or Dick's Sporting Goods. It's like a competitor to Dick's Sporting Good, and they have a full armament section.
Yeah,
Nice. It's like
Black. There's a place up here called Black Sheep. Actually, okay, so there's a really cool place up here called North 40. Like, you walk in at one end of the store, and you are in like a tractor supply, farm supply, whatever. Right, you walk in the middle of the store, and you're in a like clothing store, like Carhartt and all these Levi's, and then you walk in the left side of the store and you're in a gun store. It's all one long store, but it's everything you would need to run a ranch or a farm or go hunting.
So it's like a Cabela's.
It's like if Walmart and Cabela's had a baby that did nothing but supply ranchers.
Gotcha.
Like Bass Pro, but Bass Pro with Tractor Supply.
Yeah.
Okay.
More like Cattle Pro. Anyway, so those are the things I think we will see. We'll see, you know, people having to, you know, steal gasoline. We'll see gas shortages. You know, we'll see, long range vehicles that are, you know, basically strapped with as much as they can get from town to town to refill and stuff like that. I think you would see that.
So BA Baraka style?
Yeah, right. Like, but I don't know that you'll see, you know, like when they always show the city stacked up on itself, like Ready Player One and stuff like that. However, in watching Ready Player One, and you know, the whole book was based in a world in the movie, then subsequently, where kids are going to school virtually. And I was like, how would that even work? And then, what do you know?
Yeah.
Like, just a couple scant years later.
Come to find out it doesn't work.
My son's going to school virtually.
Really?
No. I'm back, you know, when we were still in California and they were
in the before times.
Virtually. Yes. Before the bad times.
Before the bad time.
in California, before COVID, they used to freak out when your kid would miss school or you're like, hey, my kid's going to be absent. But now they're like, oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't care.
They'll still get their check. Anyways. They'll still get their check now, so they're good to go.
Yeah.
So now, what are the things if we're talking about, you know, because this is what I thought would be the fun part? What are the things we wish we would actually see in post-apocalyptic world?
Well, first of all the people out here in fucking LA that have all these little fucking plug-in cars, they're fucked.
Oh yes.
All your Tesla owners, all that, you're fucked. You're done.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking done. Guys like me and 4x4 trucks and my wife and her 4x4 Jeep will be doing just fine. Things that I wish we would see.
Like, I 100% don't think we're going to get like psychic powers and space wizards and stuff.
No.
But I kind of wish we would.
I'm down with that.
I could get a little bit more interesting that way, you know.
Well, wizards and ley lines and shit like that.
You could hope for superpowers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I want a hoverboard.
Back to the Future hoverboard.
Yes. I'm so disappointed that like when I became an adult or like a teenager, I was like, "Who the fuck's my hoverboard?"
Yeah,
those would be so fucking cool. Yeah. Like.
Well, my mom was telling me when she was a kid that they're, you know, like, in the 80s or the 90s, you know, there's going to be flying cars. And how you know, everybody's like, where's our flying cars? And I'm like, you fucking dipshits can't manage to keep four wheels on the ground without causing a bunch of fucking bullshit. There's no such thing as a fender bender at 1,000 feet. Like, I'm sorry. We're never going to get flying cars.
Until you have just anti-gravity.
Unless you're the Dukes of Hazzard.
No.
Well, seems like them boys need to learn how to grow from wings. Commercial break.
You know, it's always freeze frame.
I would like to see, you guys watched, it's a show called Expanse.
Oh, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Really fucking good one. Two, like, they were able to colonize like space in the belt, which they called belters, and like Mars. And you're able to have these fusion drive spaceships and warships. Like, I want to fucking see that. Like, I want a spaceship. I want to be on a spaceship with a bunch of guns and stuff.
See, what would it take? Okay, there's a good question. What would it take to get you guys into space right now? Like,
not much. Let's go.
Really? Okay. No, yeah. Seriously. That's a legitimate question. Would, if somebody said, we could go up in space next week, and what would your be your requirements that to verify that it was safe for you to go?
I'd want to see it done before I went.
Like Jeff Bezos, like Jeff Bezos rocket. You know,
yeah, that was kind of lame though. That was just a fucking up and down situation. Like, I want to go out and fucking float around.
Okay, well, I want to go. That's what I'm asking. So,
yeah, I want to go. I want to do at least two or three orbits.
Muskie just put three people or a group of people into orbit for 3 days, and they had to complete like simple tasks, but they were just like regular people. I'm assuming they had a lot of fucking money.
Yeah,
but they sent them up for 3 days into space, not in just like a high orbit where you get gravity, like loss of gravity, but like all the way out of the atmosphere on a ship. And then they re-entered 3 days later.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. So, I want to do that. That'd be cool.
Okay, so if Elon Musk offered to send you up right now like that, you'd go.
Absolutely.
Everybody?
Yeah, I mean, he's done it before a bunch of fucking times, so why not?
Really? Okay. Okay.
I'm kind of scared, but...
How about to go to the moon? Same? Would Elon Musk says I can send you to the moon, would you go first?
Let's fucking go.
First.
Dude, they went in the fucking 60s with half the technology that we have and made it back.
But did they?
Okay,
oh, so Scott.
I mean, the flag was waving. There's no wind up there. The vacuum.
You'd know that they disproved that on Mythbusters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of the easiest ones to prove.
He's just pulling
the head chain. Guy in Mythbusters was on the show Expanse. I call bullshit.
See, he's clearly an actor.
No, but I would definitely go. The technology we have now versus what we had in the 60s to get to the moon and back. Let's fucking go.
Would you do that, Marco? Would you get on a spaceship to the moon? Because I'll tell you what, I don't think you're getting me anywhere near space until it's like Star Trek, Star Wars, like everybody got a spaceship. You just, you know, walk up the ramp and take off from the atmosphere. I don't want to be strapped to a rocket.
Oh, yeah.
Am I going with
Let's
you
go.
Guys?
Yeah. Party.
Party. It depends on who I'm going with.
Beam you up.
No, you're not beaming me. Never.
If they could beam you up in fucking particles,
nope.
Even though they've done it a bunch of times before, would you do it?
No. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't think I
would. No. I want my shit I'll to stay explain.
Go ahead, Marco. You were saying you'd go, jump on the rocket?
I'd jump on the rocket.
You jump on the racket? Come here, buddy. You want to jump on the racket?
I'm not. Oh, see, I'm not doing it. I'm not.
You're not jumping on the racket?
I'm down. But you know what I'm not down with is being with some people that I do not like for three days. You know what I'm saying? That's very close quarters. You know what I'm saying? It's a weird bathroom to use. You get to know people. 3 days
of being, bathroom? Being no, you somebody? Go in your suit.
You piss your pants.
No, they have like on the space station. They have the suction thing. Yeah. And it sucks it out.
So those dudes. So you don't wipe. They just suck it right out of their ass.
It gets pulled. I'm sure they wipe, but everything just gets freaking sucked out.
I don't know. Did the musky people have that much room to roam around the cabin?
I guess it depends on what kind of ship you're going up in. I mean, like in the Challenger space shuttles and shit, they would go into the, you know, there's the cockpit area and there was the little aft area and then the cargo area.
Right.
And that's enough, what I'm asking. Did anybody see what Elon Musk's little ship was like inside? Was it just a capsule? Like, or did they have room to get up and move around?
I don't know.
So, okay. So are we talking about like the size of like the Space Marines, you know, ship, you know what I'm saying? Like there's, you have to walk around. There's like the barracks, you know what I'm saying?
No. I'm talking about like a Winnebago to the moon.
Let's go.
Okay, if it was an actual Winnebago, you know what I'm saying?
Spaceballs. Okay, that's the thing. I mean, if you can get me to the point where it's space travel like Spaceballs or like Star Wars, I'm down. I can do that. I just
but you wouldn't do it now with me to a rocket. No. Really? And why is that? What is your because you fly in a plane, so basically you're strapped in a metal tube with a couple of rockets.
It's the same reason I don't ever want to go down and visit the Titanic. If something goes wrong, that's it. Like, there is no, hey, we need to take evasive maneuvers, or hey, you know, we've got to figure this out or we're going to die. No, you're just dead. Like, I don't need to be crushed by, you know, 200 million metric tons of seawater, nor do I need to be turned inside out by the cold vacuum of space.
What you're saying is you have to be in control.
No, I'm saying that I want to.
He wants a guarantee.
No, I don't even care about a guarantee, but I want it to be so common that I don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
But I would say space travel is pretty fucking common now. I mean, we've been doing it since the 60s. We've been putting people up to the space station and back. And
yeah. But again, would you let me walk onto the thing and sit down and seatbelt myself in? And then it takes off normally from a seating position, and I'm not strapped to a rocket with a countdown. That's where you lose me.
What about like the ones where it sits on top of the plane and then it pops off and then.
Yeah.
It's still a rocket. Still propulsion.
Yeah, but you're not.
But how the fuck are you going to get on the Enterprise?
He's going to walk
you,
on.
You said, hold on. What you said, I thought earlier you mentioned like get to the point where it's like Star Wars, Star Trek style, you know.
If they can come get me the shuttlecraft.
How are you gonna get a ship?
Shuttlecraft.
Well, the shuttlecraft still has to fucking fly up.
Right. So that's like anti-gravity. I'm cool with that.
He's looking for more like commercial travel as it is now, but in space.
So
right.
You want to ease into space like a gentleman. That's what you're trying to tell.
There it is.
Way to bring it back to it. I want to yes.
Oh, okay.
And there's no way in hell that you're getting me on one of them. I don't care if they came up with transporter technology tomorrow. There's no way I would ever do it. Not a chance.
No, I've seen the fly too many times. I'm good. It just takes
theory of like, it's not you. It's a copy of you.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I want all my DNA and stuff just to stay intact.
Do you know what we're talking about, Chuck? This is
it was just you. You just
no.
You get broken down into particles and then put back together.
Boys, get him.
Okay, so
sorry.
What happened?
No. Because it's funny that we've actually had this discussion before, and I thought about this as a thought experiment on the podcast. So, boys, share.
All right. So, the way it works is your particles don't get sent. You get broken down the particles into a code. The code gets sent and then you get recreated in another area, in another place.
Yeah, it's another area.
You get sent. You don't get sent. Like Chuck doesn't fly through the airwaves, you know what I'm saying? And then it gets popped back together.
Right. It's not Chuck being sent through the air and reassembled.
No, it's Chuck 2, the revenge.
Right.
Yeah. It's a clone of yourself.
Yeah.
Right. You make a copy, send the code, reimagine yourself, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking weird.
Right. And if you come back, it's Chuck 3, it's Son of Chuck.
Yeah. Right. Every time you transport,
how's it going?
So if you think about it, they have to kill you, right? They deconstruct you,
right?
And that's killing you. And then they take and make an exact copy of you somewhere else with all of your memories.
Exact copy.
Yeah.
Where was that in Star Trek?
Every episode.
Yeah, whenever they beam them down. Yeah. And if you are wearing a red shirt, you're fucking dead. You are so dead.
Wait, hold on a second. Do you think the more you beam, the more you teleport, the less quality?
Make a copy of a copy.
Well, I assume that the transport technology solved that problem, though.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Multiplicity kind of nailed it. Touch my peppy, Stevie.
I mean, they're sending
Metallica guy, Multiplicity.
Multiplicity. So good.
I mean, they're sending the ship in 5 years of space for deep space mission. They're going to teleport. You don't want a fucking gimpy captain by the time it comes.
What was the movie with What's Her Tits and the fucking guy from Guardians of the Galaxy?
What's her tits and the guy from? You sound like my daughter trying to describe a movie.
What the fuck?
Jennifer Lawrence. Chris Pratt? Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
And Chris Pratt. Oh, you got Pratt. Chris Pratt.
Passengers.
Passengers.
The one nobody saw.
I liked that movie.
No chance.
No, really? I liked it. No I liked chance. It.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to, real quick, the listeners won't get this, but maybe the people watching YouTube will. You guys will enjoy this. This is the latest addition to our family, which is
you got son. One of those stinky fucking ferrets?
Those things fucking did you get it? Stink.
Did
like
you,
a
oh, no.
Did
they
you get
don't.
It?
Did you get it degland?
Did you gland him?
No.
No.
He doesn't stink that bad.
Smells like a skunk?
No, he doesn't smell like a skunk at all.
No, it's just musky.
Smells like a hippie.
No, they get musky.
How do the dogs like that? Have they shook
oh, they love it.
Yet?
Yeah. No, it's not a rodent. They think it's like one of their homies.
Like a cat. It's like a cat.
It's a weasel.
Mm. Yeah, it's weasel. Closer related to like otters and weasels. Yeah. Anyway, I thought you guys would enjoy
those musky, that musky smell. Wolves have the same thing. And the reason why I know is because I had a hybrid and he had a musky fucking odor and it was like this wire fur.
It was just your upper lip.
Chuck's not sure what to do with that. He's like, maybe it was.
No, but he was like super wiry. Like his hair was coarse and he would smell like not like a shepherd or like a regular dog where gets that like odor if you don't give him a bath. Like, no, like he fucking stank like a ferret almost.
Yeah. It's just a musky, oily smell. But if the more you that's the problem, people bathe them to try and get rid of the smell and they don't realize that their skin needs the oil.
Yeah
so when they then overproduce to make up for it and they smell even stronger, so the best thing you can do is just keep their cage clean and brush them a little bit
and
dry shampoo,
and it's going to be just a matter of a few months. The Thomas family will get used to the smell and be like, oh, it doesn't smell anymore. And then someone's going to walk in the house and be like, the fuck is that? What do you mean?
Oh, no. My wife will never, with her damn sense of smell, she will never get used to it. My son does. My wife can hold him for a minute or two. And unless he's up in your face, she can't really smell him. But she'll hold him for a minute or two, and then he'll get up in her face. And she's like, okay, got to go. Here, take it back.
How much did he cost?
I'm not telling you.
But you can't put you can't put a price on love, Chuck.
I'll tell you later.
Wait a minute. Are they not okay. They're not
legal up there, yeah?
Was that they're legal.
Fuck yeah. We're getting a ferret.
They're very
my fucking dogs eat them.
They can just run around the house and chill with you like they're not like a hamster that has to be kept in a cage.
Okay, where does you it let him out? In this? Do you
has a litter box?
Yeah, right.
It uses a litter box like a cat.
Like a cat?
It has a litter box in its habitat, and it goes in the litter box and poos and pees, and they'll come out and just run around the couch, run around the floor.
That you're aware of so far, it's going in there, right?
No. I mean, he's not allowed to just like hang out. Like,
okay,
he's still a puppy, so we have to watch him so he doesn't like. I don't know what the fuck you call a baby.
Yeah. He's a fairy.
He's not a cat.
Not a ferret yet. It's a fairy.
He shits in a fucking box. Like a
so do you.
Oh, no. Mine's a toilet. It's got water. And I have opposable thumbs and I can flush.
But you can't get your own ninja duck, goddammit.
and he's got that musk.
I won this motherfucker fair and square. I had to beat a 5-year-old and a 12-year-old and my wife.
So what else do we're not going to get transporters or spaceships or whatever.
We're not getting any.
No, we're not getting magical psychic powers, although it'd be cool. So, I would I don't love know, to get lightsabers.
The jab hasn't been out long enough. We don't know the long term effects. We could. You could. Marco, you got something to look forward to.
Weird, unicycle machines. You know, say like the one wheeled motorcycles or.
Well, they kind of have those now. Oh, I see the people.
They do have those.
It's getting there. It's getting there. It's fucking getting there.
But it's not like there's, you know, every time they show the future, you know, back in the day, it was like, you know, they had like.
You're talking about like Borderlands. That big wheel that goes around them? Yeah.
Right.
Didn't they have that in like Men in Black too?
You know,
yeah, someone said it.
Chopper shop made a motorcycle, a one-wheel motorcycle. I think it was Monster Garage. They even did one too. And you sit inside of it. And it's a big fucking wheel.
See, Marco, his point about those is the same as my point about jetpacks. While they exist, they are not readily available.
Right.
You can't just go down to the you know, Joe's one-wheeled motorcycle shop and grab one.
Two phones. I was promised shoe phones.
Who fucking promised you a shoe phone?
Maxwell Smart.
Oh, man. Maxwell Smart.
Hey, you know what? I'm living the 60s. You know what I'm excited about?
I would say Dick Tracy, but that came through with the whole like
the Apple Watch. Yeah, I got the Apple Watch. I'm like fucking Michael Knight up in this motherfucker talking to people and shit.
Not to mention the fact that like we skipped the whole Star Trek communicator thing and we went straight to like the Star Trek like handheld computer tricorder. Like,
oh yeah.
Like smartphones just changed the game on that one.
For sure. We're like what's his name in Quantum Leap talking to fucking Ziggy.
Right. Al.
Yeah, Al.
You can actually
that was a great fucking show.
It was a great show.
Would you sign up for that?
For a time travel experiment?
As in inhabiting somebody else's body?
Ooh.
No. Guaranteed to come back?
Guaranteed eventually, but it's kind of randomized. Like you'll pop back into you, but
no, because I used to watch Quantum Leap and I was like, please go home. Please go home.
Yeah, there were some that I was like, that'd be cool. And then I was like, oh fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean, that show is due for a reboot.
It'll happen.
But can you imagine jumping right into a fucking porn star
in the middle of filming
happening? And of a fucking hockey moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, giant fucking exactly.
You
hit back. It burns. Out of my mouth. It's so slimy. It's everywhere.
You as a guy jumping into like some well-known female anal only porn star in the middle of
yes,
that would hurt.
That's wrong with you guys.
Getting fucking gaped.
Tasha, see, I didn't take it there. I just said, can you imagine if
you said Bugatti? Into
the whole gaping thing was not me.
Well, I didn't say anal first,
but it could be you. If I'm just saying if like, that whole thing happened.
I'm always going to take it to gaping.
Dude, so I don't
Chuck
think I
and Marco gaping and raping.
Oh, ew. Ew. That sounds like
what
gross.
The hell?
Ew.
That was Matt.
That's doing it.
What's going on in your brain?
Not a theme song that I want.
Oh, boy.
No. I couldn't be put into another male's body. No.
Too short and too wide.
Wait, so if you did the whole Quantum Leap thing, you would have to go into a female's body each time?
Dude, why not?
Because
I learned so much.
Because you're not gay? I don't know. I mean,
you would.
Who says you have to you're a guy in a girl's body. You get to learn so much more. And plus, you don't have to be the fucking guy.
I'm just saying, if you jump into somebody as they're having sex with their partner.
Oh, so okay.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's such an ethical question. If you leap into the opposite sex, does that make you gay for finding the same sex attractive?
I don't know.
Because you still have your own faculties about you.
Right.
And you still
what if you jumped into a guy's body, but you go the other way? I mean, what's the difference?
Like, well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like you're saying you would love to just jump into a woman's body. I'm just bringing a different aspect to the table on what that entails.
So well, you could be both
a
ways
lot of dick.
Though, so
I'm just saying.
So would you time travel?
Yes. You would? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be worried about the forwards or backwards.
Backwards.
Yeah, I'd want to go backwards.
Yeah.
I want to be a knight.
See, that'd be cool until the smell really hits you.
Yeah,
that's what I always think about, like going back in time. Like it looks like all the Wild West would be cool, and I'm thinking, them smelly motherfuckers. No. Like, we're not Margo used thing. To that.
There goes the king.
How'd you know it's the king?
Everybody,
because he hasn't got shit all over him.
Exactly. Got shit all over.
Smell it, but you wouldn't smell it because you would just get used to the stench. And you would just go away
initially. If you're time traveling, initially you're just popping
it.
Initially,
second, like, dude, the second you get off that initially. Time machine, you Chuck's gag reflex. I mean, God, dude,
you're gonna be vomiting everywhere.
Chuck's gonna get out of that Bill and Ted phone and be like, "Hey, it's jolly old England."
Same thing in the Wild West.
Yeah,
I can't even brush my fucking teeth without almost vomiting.
Yeah,
see, you would another never make reason it. Why you couldn't be in a woman's body.
You wouldn't be. You would. Yeah,
when you travel.
That's right. Where would you want to go back to?
Oh, geez, I would. You know, I would love to go back to the whole Wild West era.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be cool.
Just to kind of poke around.
until some fancy lady came up to him with a fucking herpy fucking wart inside of her mouth.
Dude, the whores back then, I know they had a bunch of oils and shit, but still.
Oh, no.
Blessed have been just,
oh, my God. Next level.
Oh, shit.
Well, I
just wafting up, just, oh,
fuck. Oh, I mean, I can you imagine what an old saloon smelled like?
Oh, I mean, just the spittoon, like, just spittoons, spitting on the, just everything.
Dirty. The inability to clean the bar properly, the smoke.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
The and then, you know, all the Fremunda cheese upstairs.
Oh, that.
Because the outhouse right around the bathing. Corner. The outhouse. Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, remember back in those days, they used to fucking take the fucking buckets in the morning and just throw them out the fucking window, like right on the street, you know.
Gives Back to the Future 3 a whole new freaking smell.
Oh, my God.
So I thought, in honor of Tosh not being able to be here and in honor of Marco, I got a joke from a listener.
What the fuck?
I got a joke from a listener. And so I thought I would share it to start our jokes off. So, boys, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Put down the welding tools, ladies and gentlemen. Get your jokes ready. Chuck, duck member, you have time. You can look them up, but try to read the punchline first.
Stay off of whatever site you were on last time. Don't go back to that one.
Don't go back to that one. So, boys, you can start looking up your jokes that you brought for tonight as I tell you this. Listener submitted joke from Michael. And what do you call a fat girl with a rape whistle?
No.
Marco?
Safe?
An optimist.
I got another one that was
my God.
I got one that was sent in by a listener.
25 dirty jokes are pretty great.
That's Chuck. 100% that's fucking Chuck.
Is that Chuck?
Nope.
Oh my God. Dude, did you just throw your phone away because you couldn't figure out how to turn the sound off?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I just put it under the table like it'd make it better. Like it's
gone. Oh my God. Hey, you know, somebody just sent me the fucking video. Remember the video? I think, I don't know if I posted it up or somebody else did, of the small kid in the bounce house. Sitting on the inflatable, they got grandpa trying to catch him while they do the blob.
Oh, yeah.
The instructor goes and hits. Oh, my God.
All right. I have another listener submitted joke via emails. I told my wife she would look sexier with her hair back. And apparently that's insensitive to say to somebody who's fighting cancer.
Oh.
Locker room mailbag at gmail.com. Attention, Matt.
My penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, yeah.
The librarian told me to take it out.
Did you hear about the circus fire?
No.
It was intense.
Okay.
What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Oh, God, what?
Outlaws are wanted.
Okay. All right. Hey, oh. Let's see.
Dad jokes.
Yeah. Safe. Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Did anybody tell her what did Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
Yes.
Okay.
A couple times.
I've thought we did. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the difference between anal and oral?
Ooh. What?
Oral sex makes your day. Anal sex makes your whole week.
that goes right along with, do you know what the fundamental difference is between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer?
Right. We did tell this one.
We did tell this one? Oh, okay.
Yes.
The taste.
That's right. Ew. Oh, Chuck wasn't here for that.
No. How do you make your girlfriend scream during sex?
How?
Call and tell her about it.
Oh my gosh.
So
how is life like a penis?
How?
Your girlfriend makes it hard.
I don't know if it was worth the wait, but that's a good punchline. Yeah.
I had to fucking find it.
So I've got this
reading.
I got this great joke about construction, but I'm still working on it.
Oh,
Matt's face delivering that joke was better than the joke.
Oh wait, did you fart? No, it was my butt blowing you a kiss.
Oh,
these are those are fart jokes you can tell your kids, by the way. So yeah, to all the dads out there, I think dirty jokes. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say I made a pencil with two erasers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pointless.
Oh man,
what do boobs and toys have in common?
What?
They were both originally made for kids, but daddies end up playing with them.
I heard that you should always look into a mirror before making a big decision.
Oh yeah?
It helps you reflect.
Oh, that's nice, a good one. Nice. Well played.
I could tell you guys a joke about pizza, but it's a little cheesy.
Oh man.
That was a push up bra like a bag of chips.
Oh Jesus. How?
As soon as you open it, you realize it's half empty.
Hey,
what's the difference between Michael Jackson and a grocery bag?
Oh boy.
Oh shit. Oh, here we go.
One is plastic and hazardous to children, and the other one carries food.
Oh Jesus, that's a good one.
Wow.
How do you circumcise a hillbilly?
Oh boy.
Oh shit. How? Yeah.
Kick his sister in the jaw.
Oh, my girlfriend broke up with me for being too un-American. I gotta tell you guys, I saw it coming from a kilometer away.
Wait, on that note, my wife, bless her European heart, mm-hmm. has her car set up
mm-hmm.
with a metric system. So the speedometer, like the digital speedometer, right, up in kilometers
or kilometers.
And I'm like, why? And she's like, well, I'm used to it. I go, but literally every fucking sign is in miles per hour. Like, so when I drive it, I gotta do math while I'm driving now. Like, fuck you.
You should be able to switch it pretty quick.
There's a lot of buttons. All right. Everything's fucking electric.
I've got this one for you guys. It's this little old couple at the nursing home decide to go into their room to get it on. And it's the first time they've ever been together. And the woman starts to get undressed. And she says to the old man, I just have to warn you, I have acute angina. And he goes, well, good, because your tits look like hell.
Jesus. Holy crap. You guys read any good books lately?
No.
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 I'm just asking. It's not a joke. It's just, I'm reading a book about...
Well, we always close with jokes. How are we to know that you were...
Oh. Well, I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. Fucking impossible to put down.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So why is it cheaper to throw a party in a haunted house? Hey, why is it cheaper to throw a party in a haunted house?
Why?
Why?
Because the ghost will bring all the booze.
On that note, we'll see you in the locker room.
Wow, I actually finished with a joke.
You finished it, and then we're gonna do spooky time jokes closer to Halloween. Yeah. So start getting ready.
Oh, because with the lid. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. No, okay. But you know what? People are still listening to this because I want them to go on our Instagram and our Facebook and look at.
Yeah.
Look at the t-shirt choices. So we're going to close with that.
Oh, I like the Halloween ones. Dope.
Oh, yeah.